Bonjour à toutes et à tous.
Hello everyone. Thank you for virtually attending this press conference where we present the half-year results for 2026 of the AXA Group. Thomas Buberl, CEO for the group, will be presenting the main highlights and takeaways of this half-year. Then Guillaume Buron, who's in charge of finance, risk and writings and technology in the group, and Alban Dunel, CFO, will be presenting in details our businesses and our main key indicators following this presentation. Obviously, Thomas Buberl, Guillaume Bury, and Alban Dunel, as well as other members of the management board, will be available to answer your questions. I now turn it over to Thomas Buberl, CEO for the AXA Group. Thank you, Ziad, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the press conference on the AXA Group's 2026 half-year results. First and foremost, I would like to express my solidarities with the victims of the wildfires, more specifically in the two countries that are key to the group, France and Spain, and of course with the firefighters and all those who are involved in fighting the fires. In response to the devastating fires that have ravaged the Var, Gironde and Landes regions, we have activated our climate risk crisis response plan, Climagir, which enables us to assist our affected policyholders, particularly by providing emergency housing and helping them meet their immediate needs. I will have the opportunity to return to this topic in a few moments. To begin, I will present the key takeaways I have drawn from the first half of the year. Next, I will turn the floor to Guillaume Bory, the group's Chief Financial Strategy, Underwriting, Risk and Technology Officer, and then to Alban de Mayenel, Chief Financial Officer, who will present our business and our key financial indicators in detail. We will, of course, be available after that to answer your questions. Now, AXA delivered a remarkable performance in the first half of the year. You can see that our premiums reached 66.3 billion euros, which represents a 5% increase compared to the first half of 2025. This demonstrates the strength of our business model, momentum, the quality of our offerings, and above all, the effectiveness of our strategy based on organic growth. This growth is profitable. Our underlying earnings are rising by 9%, excluding AXA IM, to 4.5 billion euros. Underlying earnings per share increased by 8%, at the high end of our target range. Finally, our balance sheet is very strong, with a solvency ratio too that remains at a high level of 218%, which is up by 3 percentage points versus January 1st, 2026. I would like to thank our employees and agents to whom we owe this excellent performance, as well as our customers for their great loyalty. I will now present the specifics of this performance by business line. All our business lines are contributing to a very strong performance, whether in terms of premiums or underlying earnings. Our engines are running at full speed. This performance once again demonstrates the sound diversification of business model, which helps us navigate sometimes volatile market environments, the quality of our operations and the execution of our priorities across all business lines and customer segments, and our efficiency gains, particularly through our technology and artificial intelligence initiatives. Alban will go into more details about these figures. The AXA share is outperforming the major indices such as the CAC 40 or the Stoxx Insurance Index. This positive trend is the outcome of AXA's financial and extra-financial performance. It also demonstrates our ability to implement strategy that is perfectly suited to our business environment. Over the past decade, we have transformed the group by strengthening its key strength. We have reduced AXA's exposure to financial risks, such as the current volatility in interest rates right now. The consistency of our earnings, the predictability of our performance, and our resilience to instability have become our hallmark. This is what enables us to continue supporting our customers every day, despite a challenging risk environment. This is what enables us to provide solutions for new protection needs and to serve new categories of policyholders. I also wanted to take this opportunity of our presentation to reiterate our commitments to our policyholders in the face of the devastating wildfires and, more broadly, in support of the climate transition. Whether dealing with wildfires, severe flooding, or the hailstorms that struck France earlier this year, we stand by our policyholders to face an increasing number of climate-related events. More specifically, in France, we paid out 5.6% of our premiums to cover natural disaster claims, compared to 3.5% at the group level. This clearly demonstrates the extent to which France is currently bearing the brunt of climate change. In response, we have made several types of commitments. One commitment of being present when there are crisis situations. This requires, for example, in France, through our Climagir initiative, which we activate for every major climate event, as well as the support we provide to the Red Cross or firefighters through the AXA Fund for Human Progress. We also invest in prevention, which will play an increasingly vital role in ensuring insurability and managing the risk cost. Prevention is an essential investment we must make collectively, not only to reduce the impact of climate risks, but also in the areas of health and cybersecurity, for instance. I would like to highlight here two recent prevention initiatives designed to benefit our policyholders. The first one is a hail prevention scheme that reimburses auto policies of up to $50 for parking costs for motor-related events during severe hailstorms following a receipt of an SMS alert. Secondly, a free health prevention checkup offered to policyholders covered by our group insurance plans. Finally, we remain steadfast in our commitment to reducing carbon emissions across our insurance and investment portfolios. I refer you to the examples shown on this slide, which demonstrate the progress that we have made. This slide outlines the key financial objectives of the Unlock the Future plan. For the first half of the year, the key takeaways are: AXA has delivered remarkable performance during this first half, building on the momentum of our 2025 year. We have achieved excellent performance across all our business lines. Our profitability remains stable and solid. Lastly, we are confident in our ability to deliver growth in 2026, underlying earnings per share growth at the upper end of our target range. I will now turn it over to Guillaume Borie.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here today. I will now be reviewing some key facts and numbers about AXA's operating performance in this first half, and first and foremost by reviewing performance levels across all of our markets. All our business lines, as Thomas said, are showing growth, which is reflected across all markets and all of our operations globally. I want to emphasize the fact that such performance has been outstanding across all of our geographies, with positive contributions by each and every one of our countries. At AXA Group today, all of our countries, all of our geographies have been positively contributing to the underlying earnings of the group. And the outstanding performance by AXA XL is to be underlined, which underlying earnings reached 1 billion euros in this first half, growing 4% in a more challenging market, which demonstrates the quality of AXA XL's teams and how committed and dedicated they are to serve their clients, to continue to grow and expand the business operations and deliver stellar profitability. And AXA XL, next to AXA France, confirmed that it is the second engine for growth for the AXA Group. You can also see a similar outstanding performance level by our European market through seven countries, with underlying earnings up 12%, with revenues up 6%. Finally, Asia, Africa, and Latin America have also registered robust profitability in excess of 900 million euros, with growth up 7% in the first half. What these great results show across geographies is the operating robustness of the group, with our ability to keep growing and expanding our underlying earnings year in, year out, across each and every country, on the back of the commitments and dedication of our teams, of our distribution channels. And we appreciate and thank them for this, as well as the continual investment of the group in the quality of the teams, in the staffing and recruitment with the best talent in our expertise areas, and in the quality of our technology assets. This operating performance is not incidental. It reflects three key fundamentals: our execution discipline, our orientation towards growth and conquest and innovation spirit. With respect to execution discipline, you can know that right from the beginning of the strategic plan, Unlock the Future, we have improved across the board on the operational level across all of our operations. This is very well summarized in this page, with revenues growing with CAGR of 7% growth from the beginning of the plan, while continually improving the profitability levels of each of our operations. This is true in the property insurance, where our combined ratios has improved by 1.6 points from the beginning of the plan. It is true in life and health, where the combined ratio has been improving by 3.1 points from the beginning of the plan, with the margin levels growing in health and life insurance. So showing increased technical profitability of our operations. This is fundamental, as it reflects the outstanding excellence levels of our teams and our capacity to offer the best possible products and services. And we've kept working on our admin expense ratio, and you can see that the admin expense ratio has been reduced by 40 bips from the beginning of the plan. Now, all this has been reflecting the fact that we are well positioned to achieve the targets and objectives of the strategic plan, as Thomas Buberl just said a minute ago, which also reflects the strengthening of the competitiveness of the group across all of its markets. I want to emphasize this point because competitiveness is the engine for our growth. Thanks to our competitiveness across the world, we can win new business, new clients, better serving and supporting these clients in the face of the multiplicity of risk. Our profitability and our competitiveness are authentically there to serve and support our clients and to support our capacity to be there alongside them over the longer time. The trust and confidence of our clients has showed up in the first half as we gained an additional 2 million clients, which is more than what we accomplished across all of fiscal 2025, which shows the extent to which our winning strategy has been delivering results, knowing that we are pushing the the acceleration of the strategy, which is reflected by our higher performance levels. And we do that through several levers. We want to keep investing on the quality of the customer experience, and especially through artificial intelligence, by offering simplified customer journeys, by providing better explanation, communication on the risks they are confronted with, and the insurance coverage they should take out. Also, our winning spirit is based on the quality of our distribution channels, first and foremost being our tied agents, as well as all exclusive distribution networks for AXA, which is especially active to serve and support our clients and improve their satisfaction levels on the back of their talents and expertise. I want also say that AXA Group has been a leader in direct insurance business. We are the first direct insurer in continental Europe, and we shored up our position last year by acquiring Prima in Italy, the earnings of which in the first half are excellent, which adds up to a network which was already very robust on the back of a long-term strategy by the group, with our direct assurance leader in France, which has a leadership position and which registered outstanding stellar performance in the first half of fiscal 26. Finally, our winning strategy builds upon significant efforts which we deliver all out to cover all of our customer segments. And in this respect, for the last few years at AXA, we've conducted an AXA Essential initiative to better support and serve the lowest income households across the world. This inclusive insurance initiative enables us today to cover more than 20 million clients, and this share of 20 million clients was expected by the end of 26, but in fact, as early as June of 2026, we've exceeded this mark, which is a business we operate in 20 countries of the group, and to deploy it, we use distribution models which are trusted by and which are well known by our policyholders. And I will go through a few initiatives which reflects our winning objective, but I want to, before that, to emphasize the fact that today, everywhere across the world and across our markets, all our business operations have an NPS, the Net Promoter Score for our clients, which is higher or equal to that of the market. And you can see how it translates the great efforts we do to best serve and support our clients. The last point is about our innovation strategy and the way we are placing innovation at the service of our expertise, because our expertise, we believe, is the key factor for thriving in a fast-changing world. In a few words, AI today is no longer a trial and error solution at AXA. It's been an operating reality that we've been upscaling across the group. Why do we do that? To improve customer service, to facilitate the work by our teams, and to achieve more efficiencies at the group level. As you know, we've recently announced that we would be deploying Microsoft 365 Copilot solutions across all of our employees, so that they we make their lives and their job easier, making them more effective, more efficient, and making sure that the number of tasks are done quicker and better, so that we free up time for higher added value activities to best serve our clients. We've also accelerated the deployment of agentic AI solutions in a very secure context, of course, and this is of great importance in our AI strategic plan, with a few examples that I will review. In the UK, we have deployed a new tool to better manage the underwriting and claims management, which enables our claims managers to come up with a reimbursement offer quicker and better. In Italy, we have developed a solution called Preventia, which is a mobile AI application which enables our tied agents to conduct risk-related inspections directly through AI tools with their clients. I'm emphasizing this example because it directly translates the efforts we're conducting in the field of prevention, which Thomas mentioned earlier. Thanks to such technology, we promote preventing risks much faster and much better. And anticipating and preventing risk will provide better safety, better security for our policyholders, enabling them to better understand their surrounding environment. Finally, in Switzerland, We are mainstreaming chatbots to improve customer experience, with chatbots enabling our clients to explore all of our products and services through an app which is directly incorporated into the ChatGPT solutions, providing faster, clearer answers available at all times, while leaving your teams to manage the most complex cases. I will conclude by saying, so one thing, innovation at AXA Group in the way we use AI has been done in the context of a clear strategy to combine speed and the power of AI, building up on our expertise. And in combination of the two, we enable us not to replace human beings, but much to the contrary, to place the human beings at the center of what matters most to better serve and support our clients in the face of a more complex world. This is what I wanted to tell you about our operating performance at AXA Group and the way we try and transform everything. Of course, we'll repeat this when we launch our strategic plan, and I'm turning over to our CFO, Alban de Mailly-Nesle, for the financial performance.
Bonjour à tous. Thank you, Guillaume. Hello, everyone. I will now dive deep into how this beautiful underlying earnings translated into our figures. Let me start with P&C. What you can see on this slide is a beautiful growth in our revenues in P&C insurance. Let me start with the retail one, which is up by 8%, which shows what Guillaume said, the fact that we conquered 2 million new net contracts in the first half, plus more than the same period last year. In commercial lines, we continue to grow in Europe as well as in France, especially in France with a 6% rise of our revenues. On the other hand, in XL, with the market conditions slightly more tense, we focused on our margins. The revenue is slightly down by 1% for the insurance part. Now, reinsurance, where the context is even more complicated, we reduced our revenue by 9% to once again focus on our margins. The underlying earnings in P&C grew by 6%, which reflects that rising revenues, and it also reflects that our financial results have improved and we have maintained our margins, as we can see on the next page. The combined ratio for the group is at an excellent level of 90.1%, nearly identical to what we had last year at the same period. It was at 90% then. Once again, it translates not only the focus we had on our margins, but also all the initiatives that we are adopting, whether how we manage claims or regarding prevention, in order to manage the cost of our claims. With a very good figure, I'd like to insist on two elements. We continued to reinforce the caution in our reserves. That combined ratio allows us to do so. Let me also insist on the expenses of NatCat, which is at 3.5% of our premiums for the group as a whole. And this is why it's interesting to have our highly diversified model, which enables us both to face NatCats that we are seeing in France and in Southern Europe, and which are offset because in other countries we don't see NatCats at the same time. So the expense of NatCats remains steady on the whole compared to last year. Now, let me review the health and life insurance. This is our second leg, where we see a very strong growth in that business, with a 9% growth of our premiums in the life business, especially in unit-linked accounts, but also the fund in euros at 11% or protection at 6%. In the health area, sharp growth, whether in the retail insurance or the collective ones, respectively 8 and 5%. What matters a lot for us as well is the net inflows, which stands at 4.7 billion, up compared to last year, where it was only at 3.6 billion. That net new cash is the way we pile up reserves and assets that will help us in the coming years to release a higher result. So it's important for us, therefore, to grow that net inflows. And it shows also that our premiums are increasing, but our customers are staying, which obviously is a good signal that is sent to us. Now, looking at the results of the life and health insurance, they are sharply higher by 11%, as you can see, especially driven by the technical results. There again, let me insist on the following. The rise of the technical facts, or that is lower of a combined ratio in protection and health, are driven by how we manage our claims. In particular, the way we do it enables us to have a more adequate response to our policyholders, who are also patients, so that we can manage our own network of clinics or hospitals, or call upon third parties on this topic. And there again, it reflects the prevention actions we adopt in terms of health for our customers. Now, the release of margin on the contractual service has increased. And by the way, the barbarian world means that it is the outcome that we have on our savings business, and thanks to net new cash and to the higher markets, which increase our unit-linked accounts, we can increase our profits in that particular business, which is the savings one. So on the whole, the growth rate is high when it comes to our life and health business. Moving on now to the recap of our earnings and results, the high 6% rise of our P&C, 11% health and life insurance, and we have no longer any results on the asset management since we sold AXA IM to BNP Paribas on the first last year, and the results of the holding are quite steady, so that our results, our underlying earnings are growing by 3%, but actually by 9%, excluding AXA IM. You can see also 9% rise of our net income. So this is an excellent performance, therefore. Now, looking at our earnings per share, it is increasing by 8%. That is 4% due to the higher underlying earnings on the one hand, and what we call equity management at plus 6% is the fact that we bought back our shares to compensate the AXA IM loss of earnings, and then our 3%, our FX effect, especially on the dollar and on the yen, on the average level in compared to the previous half year. So 8% of earnings per share is at the top end of our target range of 6 to 8% that we had regarding that particular plan. One lastly, regarding the robustness of our balance sheet, our solvency ratio stands at 218%. It was at 224% at the end of December last year, but as you know, on the 1st of January was expiring the grandfathering of our Solvency II debt, so mechanically we lost 10 points, but compared to 215% resulting, we gained 3% of solvency, especially thanks to what we call the generation of normalized capital. That is, how much equity of solvency are we creating half year after half year. So now we are plus 17 points, which is a record, which shows a very sound growth generating solvency, which doesn't require a lot of additional equity. I will stop at this stage and give it back to Thomas for the conclusion.
Thank you, Alban. By way of conclusion, we can say that this first half of fiscal 26 confirms the very positive momentum we had in 2025. Our profitability has been very robust, with underlying earnings up 9%. This performance level can be seen across all of our markets and across all of our business lines. All of our engines are running on all four cylinders, thanks to underlying and operating performance and profitability, which has continually increased over the plan. We've gained 2 million of net contract in property insurance business, which reflects our sound competitiveness in the market. As a summary, this half year is a half year of winning, conquering profitability, trust, and confidence. We are well positioned to achieve our goal of underlying earnings per share in the higher end of our bracket. All this positions us in a very robust way to launch our next strategic plan, which will be done on the 15th of September. Thank you for your attention, and we will gladly take your questions.